I just wanted to say about everything that you're saying right now and you're describing, it's very interesting because it's good that you're describing that, but it's almost the sort of thing that it's the kind of thing that you're going to do automatically the more you see.
That's correct.
But it's so good that you're saying it because when you get to that point where you see it, it confirms the new stuff that you're seeing.
A woman can do this too, you know. I'm not saying this is only men.
Well, I know that because I have done, you know,
see, so good, because what your problem was, again, you're like a weak man. In the manner of speaking, you had that weakness.
I do have a certain weakness, but I have the same strength, which is why I understand what you're talking about.
Yes, that is
too.
A strength to understand. It is a strength. Just to it is a spark. It is compatible with the information and is willing to be awakened, which is then a strength.
Well,
it's a noble
but
quality.
I also understand you because I've experienced it too. I mean, I used to be a high school teacher. I mean, I had to use that strength what you're talking about, you know. Not really. I'm kind of enjoying the rest because it's kind of like being married to those kinds of women that you're talking about when you have to be in the classroom and you can't let that student disrupt the atmosphere for the other students, the one that wants to
see. Now,
if I was going to a
class, a difficult class, the minute I walk into that class, they'll behave themselves. Just standing there.
You know, and
you know
I know
why
that
would be?
Well,
so
and as
authority.
Weak as I am, I experienced a little bit of that with some of the toughest students, too.
There you are.
And I knew how those students acted in other teachers' classrooms because the teachers would talk
wonderful.
About them at lunchtime.
And besides, you're pretty, so that might have helped.
Weak is relative.
But still, I dealt with them, even the toughest ones, I dealt with them with a lot more gentleness. But at the same time, I didn't let them get
you know
away
what?
With what...
It's very interesting if I must use the word pretty because I can add something to the pretty thing. Because it could be pretty awful to be pretty, you know, because then you can have an aura that makes guys go, it brings the worst out of all the guys in the classroom.
It also brings attitudes out of girls. Yeah. They're even worse to deal with than guys
do
sometimes.
But there's something about Samson being beautiful and dignified that is very powerful in a woman. What I see in conservative women is when they have a modicum of strength of a man with a common sense, there's something about mingling it with beauty and dignity is even more powerful. So there's something almost unapproachable. Men often will hesitate to go up to a pretty girl to ask her for a dance in a dance hall. You know, the bullies might, you know, bully their way in, but just ordinarily, a pretty girl, even if she has not virtue, there's a certain trepidation of fear of rejection. See that? For men. But if a pretty girl is beautiful inside and strong, there's something about that that's super powerful, and it's a protection to her.